The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
You know just as much as I do. We just recently discovered that Professor Lin was taken by rage.
I find that hard to believe. Robert, you pretty much know what's going on around here.
I guess.
I want you to let me know if there are any new developments.
Listen, I cleared my final debrief at 10 this morning, and I'm scheduled to arrive at BWI at 6:57 p.m. Will both of you meet me at the airport?
I'll be there, and you know Kelly's not going to miss this.
You may inform your master that we are ready for a test transfer of electricity to the target.
I need an explanation.
I need better coils.
In the wrong hands. This would make a terrible weapon.
Are they still working on a solution?
Yes, my master. We can expect resolution of the failure very soon.
Failure, Zokar? I saw it as an overwhelmingly successful test.
No, there was one visitor.
Huh, Zorin.
And now, episode 67, Hawk Haven. Hello, Zorin. So nice to talk to you again.
Hello. Am I speaking to the famous Kate Hawk?
What on earth are you doing in Baltimore? Jim tells me you might have a lead on one of my cases.
Yes, I do. By the way, it was good to hear that Agent Barnes not only survived, but did quite well with his new gear. And I heard you were outstanding, which of course does not surprise me.
Thank you, Zorin. There have been a lot of changes since I saw you last. Now, what do you have on my case?
I understand that you're looking for Wong, a waitress in Baltimore, suspected in the kidnapping of Professor Lin.
Yeah, that's right. But why is the Danish branch of the IDF interested in this case?
Wong has been on our watch list for a couple of years. She originally lived in Gothenburg, Sweden, before immigrating to the United States on a work visa. She qualified because of her nationality, a special requirement for the restaurant. I understand that she has relatives there that assisted in getting the visa.
That's interesting. I wonder what grounds she used to get that extended.
We believe that one of her contacts has connection with your departments of state.
If that's true, then we might have a bigger problem. We believe she may be working with Rage. Do you have anything on Quan Quo?
He's not on any of our watch lists. Was he the man who committed suicide?
Yeah. He was working with Wong at the restaurant. He was the delivery man. We believe he was the one who kidnapped Professor Lin. I suspect that he's been communicating with other suspects through the restaurant with Wong's help.
And what do you base this on?
When we searched his apartment, we'd found out that he'd been making fortune cookies. He ingested a wad of paper inserts before taking cyanide. We speculate that information was put on the fortune cookies and then passed on by Wong as the waitress.
That would be a good way to hide and pass information. As for Wong, we believe she's headed to Toronto and then took a flight to Gothenburg before we can get her on a no-fly list.
She probably made a run for it right after we questioned her at the restaurant. So, what's your next move?
We will be covering her known acquaintances and hangouts. I am making arrangement with your team to get you to Sweden to assist in the search. Report to Martin State and Mr. Pierman on Monday morning for a STIP transport.
And O'Neill has me covered?
Yes, but there is just one thing.
Okay, what would that be?
This time, don't let anyone steal my car and kidnap you.
I'll do my best, Zorin. See you Monday. I had a lot of time to think on that drive back to the Eastern Shore. Even though it wasn't peak season, there was an eastbound backup to the toll plaza on the Bay Bridge. It really made me appreciate being able to take a STIP over driving. It also made me think that just a few weeks ago, I was getting ready for my first STIP ride to Denmark, where Zorin and I tracked down Jeremy Parks. Now I was getting ready to chase a new fugitive with him, this time in Sweden. It was getting late by the time I made it to Hawk Haven. Poor Dad was able to endure the interrogation ride home with Kelly. It was great to see him later that evening with his grandkids and relaxing by the pool. Look at you, living the life of Riley.
There she is. Pull up a chair, take a load off.
A load?
Now, don't you start in on me, too.
Interesting ride home.
It really wasn't too bad. I think she took pity on me a little. I used jet lag as an excuse.
Well, I'm sure that's a factor. Where's Kelly now?
Getting everyone tucked in, and I won't be far behind them. Any developments?
That call at the airport was Barnes letting me know that our Danish operative, Soren, contacted him. It seems they have a lead on Wong. They believe she's in Sweden.
Sweden? Not the first place I'd look for a Chinese fugitive.
Sweden has a pretty liberal immigration policy. Anyway, I'm headed there Monday morning by STIP.
You going to take the old Roosevelt STIP to Martin State?
I'll probably just drive. It's too much trouble to hide the car in town and board the STIP without being observed.
Tell me about it. I did it for many a year. Well, you've got just a week to wrap things up. Kelly wants to have the welcome home party next weekend.
If there's a next weekend.
Look, we don't know how serious this rage threat really is. I understand that the controller is headed back to Boldabar to try and negotiate some sort of peace agreement.
With that bunch? Good luck with that.
We can't let them govern our lives. Remember, we have the best defense forces in the galaxy standing between them and us.
I'm sure Vlad can handle them by himself.
Yeah, just tell him that they're after his pierogies.
Hey, Nelson, come on in. What do I owe the pleasure?
I just thought it'd be a good time to catch up. I hear Soren was in touch.
Yeah, he was. Hey, grab something to drink from the fridge and pull up a chair.
Thanks. So what's the Dane doing here?
Well, it seems he has info on your case with a Chinese professor. They've been monitoring the same waitress you guys were looking for. She immigrated to Sweden a couple of years ago and now works there, or did work there, I should say.
How about your delivery man?
Quo, not a clue on him. The IDF's doing the autopsy just to make sure he's one of us.
One of you us or we us?
Either one, as long as he's not a Hongan. Hey, did they have Chinese Hongans?
Diversity isn't limited to Earth.
Ah, so you think they've got Irish Hongans too?
I'm pretty sure you met a couple of them at Scully's when you went to rescue Kate.
Yeah, rescue Kate. I was the one who needed rescue after that fiasco. I'm a little worried about her going off to Sweden on Monday.
You know she can handle herself.
Yeah, I suppose if anyone knows, it would be you there, Hulk.
You're just never going to let that go, are you?
Down goes Nelson. Hey, listen, don't worry about it. I've seen better men than you get put on the mat by that little firecracker. Still, I worry about her. Say, any chance I could...
No.
No what?
No, you can't go over there and tail her. Our resources are limited as it is. We need you to get set up in your PI business and put you to work. It's hard to use your detective skills as a private citizen.
Hey, I'm working on it.
Speaking of which, you need to go see Robert and update that scar appliance soon. We need to show some healing. You still exercising those circuits?
Oh, let's see. Heating up a pizza now. Want some?
No thanks, but I will finish this.
Then here's to a new chapter. And please don't tell me that you're really a Philian working for the Russians.
Nope, all out of secret identities.
Commander Sims, we are being hailed by the first mate of the Mercury.
Put him up on the main screen.
Mercury, this is Boldabar Space Station. Your channel is open to Commander Sims.
Commander, we picked up some radio chatter you might be interested in.
Nate, I'm impressed. You're offering information to the IDF.
Maybe. This information is very hard to come by and involves a lot of risk.
All right, what do you want?
Just a little consideration when it comes to cargo runs.
You know I don't have any influence on who gets what.
Good word from you wouldn't hurt. We lost our cargo in a rescue op. Just saying, we could have stayed on Latumus and not risked our lives bringing those fighters back to save the controller.
Yeah, you flying anything is a risk. Look, I'll do what I can. What's the chatter about?
Rage is assembling a cargo fleet to the Delta II asteroid belt. They have a copper mining operation there that's not in IDF hands.
Copper? You think they're tooling up for war?
If they are, it's a small war. The amount of copper and titanium they're hauling wouldn't do much for weapons or transport production. I have no idea what they need it for, just that they seem pretty desperate to get it.
All right, I'll pass this info on to the controller. I'm sure he'll be grateful for it.
He better be grateful for more than that, after we pulled his carcass out of the jaws of Krall.
I'm sure he is. Thanks for the info.
Mercury out.
Transmission concluded. Should I prepare a message for the controller, Commander?
Prepare the message. We'll transmit at the end of today's shift.
Very well. Commander?
Yes, George?
I was not aware that Krull possesses jaws.
Oh, yeah. And it will bite you.
I shall take that into advisement. Thank you.
What are you two up to?
I am enjoying a quiet Sunday afternoon on this beautiful lawn overlooking the chop tank.
You know, I see this every day and take it for granted sometimes.
Well, it's easy to do. I did the same thing until I was staring at four walls for 5 years. So, Katie, headed back to D.C.?
Yeah, unfortunately.
You should have put in for emergency leave or something. We could have headed to the beach for some Thrasher fries.
Well, if it's all the same to you two, I'd rather peel my own potatoes, make my own fries, than fight the traffic, sunburn, and sand where you don't want it.
Come on, Dad. You used to love to take us to the beach.
Take you guys, yes. But me, not so much.
So, you were fooling us all this time.
No, I really enjoyed taking you guys. But I certainly wouldn't go there on my own. I loved watching you two trying to empty out the crane machines.
Oh, yeah. Kelly, remember when we got all the toy buses and special pens and the owner ran us out?
Yeah, and we'd collect all of those tickets, then find some other kid to cash them in for so we'd get something good.
I tell you, you two were quite a team back then.
Well, this part of the team has to get back to work tomorrow.
Can I fix you something to take back with you?
How about I grill you up a couple of chili dogs?
Very funny, Daddy. I'll be fine, Kelly. Let me know if you need any help with the party. You still planning on having it next week?
Yeah, I'll let you know if I need anything.
All right. Glad you're back, Daddy.
Me too. See you next week. Please take care and watch out for those crazy Western Shore people going back home from the beach.
Hopefully I'll beat the rush.
Or you could just hop on that magic carpet of yours and be there in an instant.
What?
That magic carpet you pretended to have as a kid. How many times did you watch Aladdin?
Oh, that carpet. Well, having something like that would be nice.
Wouldn't it?
I almost felt bad leaving Daddy there with Kelly. She seemed to be accepting his cover story. I just hoped that it would be enough to satisfy her curiosity. It was another long drive in the heavy returning beach traffic. I was facing another commute in the morning to Baltimore from my Arlington apartment. It was so good to get back there, kick off my shoes, relax with a glass of Chardonnay, and unwind before the next mission. I packed a few things that night, not knowing how long I'd be there. I was hoping that Soren had a base of operations ready for me, like he did in Denmark. Morning came before I knew it, and I was off to Martin State for another unknown adventure.
Good morning. Ready to go?
Javist.
That reminds me. Take this with you. It's not nearly as effective as our translators, but this is the latest technology in handheld translators.
I thought Soren was meeting me here.
He will be arriving later today. When you get to Martin State headquarters, Ginger will meet you and brief you on your contacts. Don't worry, most Swedes speak English, so you shouldn't have any problems.
Will Ginger be on Kamo, like in Denmark?
Yes, she'll have your communication ready for you.
So, do I get to visit Wilson and get any new toys?
We don't expect any hostile activity, so there is no special loadout for our mission.
You didn't expect any last time, either. And I got kidnapped. If I hadn't had that tube of knockout lipstick, who knows what would have happened?
That was an unforeseen incident. But don't let Soren leave you alone this time.
Don't worry. I can take care of myself. All right, let's get this show on the road.
Secured and ready for transport.
Stand by for initial sequence. Good luck. Initiating in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Martin State headquarters. Prepare for egress.
Welcome back, Agent Hawk.
Ginger, good to see you again. I understand you'll be briefing me.
Yes, I'll drive you to the Swedish STIP.
I can't believe that it was only a few weeks ago I was here for the first time.
In our business, when we say time flies, we really mean it. Will this be your first time in Sweden?
Yes. What can I expect when I arrive?
We have a base operation set up for you in Gothenburg. Soren will arrive later today. A contact will meet you when you arrive, but it could be a little tricky.
Tricky?
You'll be transported right into the middle of the science fiction bookstore.
Wait a minute. You're setting me down in the middle of a bookstore? I'm just gonna land the stip in a bookstore and not turn any heads?
That's the plan.
What kind of stip will we be using?
This one right here.
You've got to be kidding me. That's the blue police box I saw on my first day here.
That would be the one.
You told me that it was used in London in the 60s and was now obsolete.
And being retrofitted. The science fiction bookstore in Gothenburg is famous for its elevator. This is a replica of their famous elevator.
Well, who would have believed that? But if it's an elevator, how on earth do you land it? What if someone is using the elevator?
We have plenty of sensors to tell us where it is, which floor it's on, is it being used, etc. When we get the all clear, you'll transport to the elevator and the stip will cloak around it. We'll leave the portal open, just like we did with the Tuborg stip. Once all is clear, we'll transport it back here.
And I suppose if I want to return, I have to call on the elevator. Going up? No, going west. About 3,900 miles.
Don't worry, we'll get you back. Now, when you exit the elevator, just walk around and browse the bookshelves. We've sent your contact photo, so they'll find you.
And how will I know them?
We're not sure who is meeting you. Soren said that they would compliment you on your leather jacket. You were to respond that it's probably too warm for leather. Then they'll introduce themselves.
This seems like a lot of cloak and dagger for a simple investigation.
We can't be too careful. We're not certain how deep this group of Rage-hired dissidents go.
So we're certain that Rage is here among us.
It's a best guess. These two didn't act alone when they kidnapped Professor Lin. The controller said that you were pretty much on to what was going on. So yes, Lin was taken by Rage. And as best as we can determine, he's on Latumis with the prisoner known as 310. We have no idea what Rage wants with them.
So you people are sending me into a possible Rage lair with no weapons or anything.
Soren is certain that Wong immigrated from Sweden to the U.S. and was recruited there by Quo. We don't see any threat in Sweden at all. You just need to help Soren find Wong. So, ready to go?
That's not what this thing is supposed to sound like.
Oh, you'll hear that sound when the doors open at the bookstore. It's a big tourist attraction.
And the last thing I need is attraction.
Ready for transport.
Stand by for transport. I'll be in contact with you, just like we did in Denmark. See you in a few days. Transporting.
Letar du efter något speciellt?
Are you looking for something in particular?
No, I'm supposed to meet someone here.
Nej, det är meningen att jag ska möta någon här.
How interesting. I haven't seen this before. Is it new?
Vilken intressant sak du har där. Jag har aldrig sett något liknande.
Oh, sorry. Let me turn this off. Yes, in fact, I picked it up just last week. I'm still trying to learn how to use it.
So, are you American?
Yeah, I recently arrived here. I've always wanted to visit Sweden.
Well, I hope you enjoy your stay here. That is very nice leather jacket, by the way.
Oh, why, thank you. I didn't realize that it was this warm here. It's probably way too warm for leather.
It is very fashionable. Perhaps you will find it more useful in the evening. Please excuse me.
Ginger, did you copy that? Great. 1 minute in and I'm already cut off with no contact to meet me.
That's a very good book.
Oh, yes. I'm surprised to find a book in English here.
Well, most of the good science fiction is in English. You're American.
Yes, and I take it you are Swedish?
Guilty. That's a very nice leather jacket you have.
It's probably too warm for leather.
I am Anna. I think you might be looking for me. Sorry, but I saw the clerk approached you, and I didn't want to interrupt. Please follow me.
Is it far?
Your base of operations? No.
Oh, good.
Are you okay?
After what I've been through, You just don't expect to see an alien standing over in a corner.
Oh yes, the alien. It's from the movie. You see, over here is another prop, and one up on the shelf there. The bookstore is full of props. Come with me up these stairs and we'll be on our way. It's only a few blocks from here.
We are currently securing the minerals you requested, and I can assure you that they will be of the highest quality.
This is good. What is your time frame to have them here and processed?
I can have enough to fill your request in 2 of your days, but we will remain on-site mining until we have more than enough to produce multiple full-scale devices.
Again, you are putting the cart before the horse.
We have no need for either one here.
It is merely an expression that you are getting ahead of yourself. We don't even have a working model yet.
I want to be prepared. Once you have the prototype operational, we will go full scale. Be ready to begin your assembly in 2 days' time.
I will be ready if you have everything I need.
You will have your materials.
I heard what he said.
It is good to know that your hearing is still intact, Professor.
My hearing is fine, Nicola. It is yours I worry about. Do you not hear what he is really saying? He does not care about your project. I have noticed that they have all been very excited since the explosion.
Yes, I am well aware of that, Professor. But I shall proceed with the project as planned. How are you coming with your code work?
It is difficult. So cause people are watching over me like buzzards. But I will succeed.
Then I have nothing to worry about. The model will be repaired and we shall conduct a new test in 2 days' time.
And if it fails?
Oh, it will fail, my friend. Trust me when I say that. It will fail. But only when I am ready.
What is Nicola planning for the particle beam device? Will Kate be able to find the elusive Wong in Sweden? Find out these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Hunt.